Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I'm Nikhil Agarwal, and here are the top headlines. Here they are. Vaccine Task Force co-chair says approvals for Johnson & Johnson jabs soon. UP government okay 60-hour-long weekend curfew in entire state. Pace of business resumption plummets in second week of April. Nestle India logs 15% rise in Q1 profit, beats estimates. Dogecoin's $50 billion market cap makes it bigger than Ford and Kraft. Now let us take a quick glance at what happened on the Dalal Street today. A strong start to the day was sold into as benchmark indices settled 0.5% lower on what first appeared to be a promising day for the market. Sensex fell over 750 points from the day's high and ended the day around 47,700 level, down 244 points. Nifty lost 0.5% to close below 14,300. Ultratech plunged 5%. HCL and Tech Mahindra fell up to 4% each. HDFC Twins declined up to 3%. FMCG majors ITC and HUL ended over 1% lower. Select auto stocks such as Maruti, Bajaj Auto and Mahindra rose 2% each. Bajaj Finserv climbed 4% while Bajaj Finance added 3%. L&T gained 2%. We have Binod Modi of Reliance Securities with us to share his views on the market. Welcome to the show, sir. Despite a solid start, the market could not hold gains. Why?
While domestic equities witnessed a brisk gap up opening today and traded in green for most of the sessions, mainly on positive sentiments after government allowed vaccination for all above 18 years old from 1st May, selling pressure in IT, financial and FMCG counters dragged benchmark indices lower towards the final session of the day. Notably, FMCG and cement stocks also witnessed heavy selling pressure due to emerging concerns over rural demand.
Given the steps the government has taken on vaccination supplies, do you think the economic impact of COVID 2.0 could be lesser than the first wave of COVID?
Clearly, an announcement made by the government yesterday for allowing vaccination for all above 18 years old and opening up markets for vaccination should essentially offer some sort of comfort, as this will certainly lead to faster ramp up of vaccination program in the country. Further, despite announcing wider economic restrictions by several large industrial states, manufacturing and infrastructure activities have not halted yet, which would not lead to large sort of economic damage like last year in our view. However, possibility of exodus of migrant workers at large scale in coming week, supply disruption as well as increased COVID-19 cases in rural areas can still hurt the economic momentum. In our view, our domestic markets may remain volatile until there is clear sign of reversal in new COVID-19 cases. Notwithstanding some adverse impact on economic activities for 1 or 2 months, a sharp pickup in capital expenditures in current fiscal is still on the cards. A meaningful pickup in government's capex and recovery in investment and consumption cycle are expected to support corporate earnings in ensuing quarters. Hence, earnings recovery in FY22 is still very much promising. Therefore, any sort of near-term possible correction in the market should be treated as an opportunity of bargain trading. Investors must focus on quality stocks with robust sort of earnings visibility and margins of safety.
We also caught up with Mr. Rohit Singhria of LKP Securities to decode the technical charts for you. Nifty on Tuesday tested both its support and resistance levels. How would you read the daily chart?
Yes, quite a volatile session has been seen. Nifty opened with a gap and again it tested its support also, which was somewhere around 14,250 odd levels. So I think going forward also 14,250, 14,200 will act as a fantastic support. Once we see a decisive breakdown below 14,200, then we may see next leg of move towards 14,000 mark. So I think until and unless it is trading above 14,200, we may see some sort of pullback in coming session, because we can expect that the next move can be in the consolidation of 14,200 or 14,500 zone.
Nifty Bank performed in line with Nifty. What are the key levels here to watch out for?
Yes, Nifty Bank also has seen the same pressure like Nifty in today's session. Talking on the support front, 30,500 will be the fantastic support for Nifty Bank. Today was a sort of a dull moment in Nifty, but Nifty was quite active. So Nifty Bank again has a support somewhere around 31,000 on the immediate basis, 30,500 on the overall basis. And again, we may see some sort of consolidation zone in the same range, 30,500 on the downside and 32,200 on the higher side. So until and unless we don't see the either side breakout from this consolidation, we expect that the range would take it further, 30,500 on the downside and 32,200 on the higher side.
Asian markets ended mixed for the day. European markets were trading lower in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were hinting at a negative start to US securities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.